Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 11th of September, The Marriage of Christ and the Church. The Apostle Paul explained that the first man, Adam, was a type of him who was to come, Jesus Christ. A type is simply a prophetic picture of a reality that is yet to be revealed. With this understanding in mind, we note that the marriage of Adam and the woman was a type of the marriage of Christ and the Church. The Apostle Paul then explained that the marriage of Christ and the Church is the essential image into which every marriage is to be recovered, writing, "This is a great mystery, that is, a man and woman made one in marriage, but I speak concerning the marriage of Christ and the Church." We also recognize that when the Lord God determined together, saying, "It is not good that man should be alone, I will make him a helper comparable to him," the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were not referring principally to Adam. Rather, they were referring firstly to the creation of a helper comparable for Jesus Christ. Evidently, the marriage of Christ and the Church was necessary for the fulfillment of their everlasting covenant. The formation of a bride as a helper comparable to Christ was necessary for the work of bringing to birth and nurturing a multitude of sons of God who would be brought to glory as sons of men in the image and likeness of God. The formation of the woman from the rib of Adam foreshadowed the establishment of the bride of Christ, the Church, on the cross. The blood, water, and spirit that flowed from Christ's side constituted the figurative rib from which the bride of Christ was formed. On the day of his offering, Christ was married to the Church as his comparable bride. For the entirety of the church age, the corporate bride of Christ is being sanctified and cleansed by Christ so that she will be prepared for the wedding feast with her husband. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 5 verse 14, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 32, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, Genesis chapter 2 verses 21 and 22, John chapter 19 verse 34, Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 30 to 32, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 26 and 27, and Revelation chapter 19 verse 9. For further study, Ephesians chapter 5.